or last year going weiter of the semester. As we spoke about 2 weeks ago, we want to accomplish three things at the same time. We want to wrap up loose ends in the sense that we had left off in the middle of a Shaka Vitaria. We want to complete that Shaka Vitaria. We left off in the middle of the Shaka Vitaria multiple ways to try to bring some shlemus to the end of days on the days, wrapping to the top half of Gimel and Aleph. In so doing, we'll also have a chance to at least touch back in terms of our Chazara zone, touch back on different Nekudos that we're in the midst of Chazaring intensively. And number three, we'll also leave off with some open kashas that will, Amir Tzashem, shape the way we open Shir next semester. So again, the open topic of the first couple of lots is Machlokas Rabba and Rava. What was the motivation for the Takana Drabban and Pirzan Ramishnah? I mean, if you get in the Sayam, Sarach Shemar B'fai Nech B'fai Nechtam, this Takana Drabban and the Shliach Laholacha, depending on where he's coming from, where he's going to, the Mishnah speaks about someone who's bringing from Medina Islam to Eretz Yisrael. That's just an example of this. A maybe get in the right geographical parameters, in addition to delivering the get in front of Edom and so forth, he needs to also make a report, which means that when he was actually, he needs to have been present. If you're going to plan to write a get, such a get that will be sent via Shaliach, you have to make sure the Shaliach is present at the time of the Ksiva V'Chasima, and when the Shliach then arrives and hands it to the wife, and that is the Maisa, that's the Nesinus Aget, that's the Maisa Gerishin, or the second half of the Maisa Gerishin, at the time of the Nesinus Aget, Nidrabani has to also make a report, the Gemara opens the top of Beis Amud Beis without Machlokas, Rabban Rava, Maitaima. The Gemara gives us a series of several potential nafkaminas between them. And then the Gemara asks a question on Beis and Beis, and asks the same question for Rava on Gimel Amin Alf. We had begun this, so let's see that full Shaka Vitaria. We'll hopefully touch on several, we'll make reference to things we've seen and touch on hopefully several other points also, and circle back to end with some kashas. So let's take a look inside. Beis Amin Beis. Five lines from the top of Beis and Beis. We'll back up to something familiar. And then we'll get into a fresh Gemara. Well, Rabba told us that the reason the Takan Drabban, Pafanechtam, is meant to solve the problem of Gittin coming from Medina Sayam from a place where the population is not so learned, we show him actually debate, is it not so learned or not so devout? And that was part of Mar Makomas number 6, for those who are keeping track. Makomas number 7, rather, for those who are keeping track. Rashi ties a discussion. Either at Ein Bekin Lishma, they're not so knowledgeable, or they're not so devout. Either sense of Lav B'nei Torah. There's a heightened concern that the get that's Bam Medina Sayam is not Lishma, so then Libay Trey. If the goal of this, of the B'fai Nech, B'fai Nechtam, is to reassure us, in fact, this get was Lishma. I was present, the Shliach says. I was present when it was written. I was present when it was signed. So that was also some discussion we showed him. Is he going on to have a conversation about how it was done Lishma, or the implication that was done Lishma? Okay. Either way, if the function of it, B'fanech V'nechtam, is to reassure us that this get was indeed produced Lishma, so why is it sufficient to have one? Libaitra, we ought to require two. Midahavakal Eidus Shabbatorah. Same as Eidus B'chol Torah Kula. Throughout Halacha, Eidus requires two Eidim. If the goal of the Shlich is to serve as an aid, we should require two Shluchim. And they both have B'fai Necht V'fai Necht. So the Gemara says, well, Eidecha Nan Bisurin. It's not always true that we require two Edim. There are areas of halacha where one aid suffices, such as Isur Hatter. The Gemara says that's true, but and you remember then the discussion of Eidechan and Bisurin in Mamakomus 8, we had some discussion about the Mokar, Rashi tells us a rich conversation of what's the makor for Eidechan and Bisur. And the Gemara goes on to say, well, it's true that Eidechan and Bisur, but that's irrelevant. Why is that irrelevant? The Gemara seemed to say 2 points. Again, Tiferes Yaakov modified that somewhat. Emor Damrin Eidechan and Bisur. When do we say Eidechan and Bisurim? That's true, but as many we showed and point out based on the Gemara in Yevamos, and perhaps the Gemara here, Kigon Chaticha Safik Shal Chayv Safik Shal Shuman. Eidechan and Bisurim, if there's no prior status, no prior knowledge. I have a piece of meat. Some of you just saw a shochet in the Beis Medrash. He is no doubt an expert not only in Shechita and Treifas and in Simone Kashrus in terms of determining a kosher min, but also a nikur. So if I have a piece of meat from the hindquarters of an animal, and I don't know whether it's the fat that it, or forget the hindquarters. I have a piece of meat from an animal. I don't know whether the fat with which that meat is marbled, is that kosher fat, is that treifa fat, is that shuman, or is that chaylev? Either it is or it is. There's no chazaka either way. Either it always was chaylev or it always was shuman. One doesn't turn to the other. It's a question of what part of the animal does it come from. So if it's just an open safek with no prior knowledge, safek chaylev, safek shal chaticha, safek shal chaylev, safek shal shuman, delo is chazik yisur, no cheskaz yisur. So then we follow in Ein Echad. Here the Gemara says, there is a cheskes eser, which either means literally, you know, eight echad is not neman against the cheskes eser, or as it's far as Yaakov suggested, means there is no pesha asar pesha hitter. And since we know that this, we know even before the shliach showed up, we knew from beforehand this woman was a married woman. So you're not going to believe him. One aid can be believed if he was a pesha asar pesha hitter, the Mishnah Ksubas, but he's not pesha asar pesha hitter. We already knew that this woman was married. And what are you going to tell me? But it's Isra v'heter? No, it's a davrusha b'erva. Davrusha b'erva pachas mishnayim. We're not going to believe him based on as one person based on pesha asar heter. We're not going to believe in one person because it's Isra v'heter. This is not Isra v'heter. This is davrusha b'erva. Again, the psukim tell us twice in Chumash you require 2 eidim, once in the context of onshe haguf, misa, malchus, and the other time in the context of Dinim Amanus. In the Gemara in Sota, as Rashi points out, Rashi mentions this here, Dinim Aslamein Davar Shavarva. The Gemara in Sota, Darsh is the Gzera Shava, it says the word Davar by Mamon, it says the word Davar, Yakum Davar, and it says the word Davar by Get, Kimotza by Erva's Davar. So that teaches me, just as you require 2 eidim by Davar Shavar Mamon, you require 2 eidim by Davar Shavarva. So, and Get is the epicenter. Get is the original source, the whole notion of Darush of Erva. So how do you tell me that one aid should be sufficient to be believed that the Get is the Darush, classic Darush of Erva, should require 2 aid. You remember also, another point that we had touched on, that there are cases in Mar Malkum number 9, for those who are keeping track, that background information, perhaps part of the flow of the Gemara, so both the Rav and the Tiferes Yaakov suggested, part of the movement in the Gemara from the Hava Mina, this should be Eidechan and Bisurin, to the Maskana, that this should be Davar Shebe'er, which requires 2 eidim, that the Hava Mina was, this was background information. This wasn't the actual Maisa Gershon itself, which requires 2 eidim. This is background information to know that the Get is kosher, right? Isur asma be'ed echad yuchsa. And perhaps what the Gemara is moving towards is no. Even the, not only is the Nesinas haget davar shaber, but even the Ksivas haget davar shaber, perhaps the Ksivas haget is not just a necessary prerequisite. I need to have a kosher get so that you can give the get, but maybe both the writing and the giving together are the Maisa Gershon. Maybe the writing of the get l'shma. And we had spoken many nafkaminas the Rav had in that idea. That was Mar Makomos 9, for those who are keeping track. So okay, so the Gemara comes to the conclusion, whether we're with fancy lambdas, not fancy lambdas, that to determine, to tell us, if this get was written l'shma, that is a davar shebe'erva. That requires 2 eidim. It may also be fitting into the cheskas isra eshazesh. So you really need 2 eidim. The Gemara says, we don't understand, we're very stymied. How could Rava claim that what's the function, the motivation for this takana, the function of the takana, what the takana accomplishes is now we know there's written lishma. It doesn't accomplish that. He's only one person. For that, you would need to tell me the get is written lishma. If you really want to know the get is written lishma, you need two eidim. So what does it help to have one person? This is where we had left off. Now the Gemara answers. This is the next piece of Gemara we had seen only very lightly. Let's take a look. And then we'll move on to the parallel Gemara and Gimel and Beis as well. So the Gemara answers, you're right. If we really needed to know that the get was written lishma, we would require two eidim. Why is it here it's enough to have one? The answer is, we don't really need to know that the get was written lishma. What do you mean? Rov bikinin, the Gemara says, three lines from the bottom. Rov bikinin, most, even out in Chutzlar, even out in Medina Sayam, rather, even out in the boondocks, most are bikinin. So you really can rely on the rov. And then the Gemara says, well, there is a shita of the Tana Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was more hesitant to rely on rov. I feel Rabbi Meir dechai shlemiut. Even Rabbi Meir, who is choshesh for the miut, you have a rov, an 80% rov, but 80% rov means it's a 20% miut. So Meir says, how do you rely on a rov? But what about, you can't ignore the miut. Even Rabbi Meir, who was hesitant to rely on a rov, stam safri didaini migmer gemiri. That your standard, Sofer Hadayanim, they know the dinim very well. Who are you relying on for? Who's in charge of making sure the get is written lishma? Not a random Joe on the street. It's specifically the Sofer Hadayanim who are writing the gittin for the beis in the town. So your standard Sofer Hadayanim, even obviously the amount of knowledge is going to be far, far greater among the sofrim who work in a basin than among random people. See, even the random people in Medina Sayam most know about Lishma, Rov Bikinin, and then the Safri had Safri Didaini, the Sofri Adayim, they certainly know that a get requires Lishma, so that would make even Rabbi Meir happy. Okay, so what do you have? You have a Rov, and even for Meir, we're comfortable with this, and so then what? And then the obvious question is, so then, if we know that's Lashma based on Rov, so why do we need the Takan Jabban at all? See, in the bottom line, the Gemara says, Rabban hu datzroch, it's the rabbis who required it. The rabbis are matzrich, they're the ones who are matzrichim, who are matzrich, the v'nach v'nach. The Minat Torah, I don't need to know anything. Minat Torah, I have a Rov, I'm good. I can rely on the Rov that it's Lashma. Chazal, we're machmir midrabanan, you shouldn't rely on the rov. Every once in a while, the will of the miut will occur, so we should be machmir to have an extra layer of protection. Rabban hu datzroch. So once the rabbis are demanding it, so what are they going to demand? So they could have demanded nothing. That's in the rice, you don't need anything. Or they could have demanded two. Or they could demand one. As some Rishai saw, the mitzvah says, beferish, heimamr veheimamr, since they're creating and use that lashon earlier, and he has that lashon b'feirish here. Heim amru veheim amru. They're the ones who are saying it's we want edus, so they can decide how much edus they want. V'hacha, so the default would have been why not have two edim? Ke'en deraisa tikkun. Usually you want a parallel the din d'rabbana after the din deraisa. If din deraisa would require two, here we require two midrabbana also. But there's a counter pressure. Mishum iguna akilu barabbana. Chazal wants to be makel, and to avoid igun, they said, we're going to makel. We're going to require eidim, but one is enough. What does that mean, mishum iguna? In other words, if we're going to demand that we don't want to leave a woman stuck without a get. A woman whose husband is trying to divorce her. There is no functional marriage left. So if there's no functional marriage, we want her to have a effective get that allows her to potentially remarry. So if we're going to say that she can only remarry if two people came and said b'fayinechtam, so it offer is not going to happen. You only have one person show up, and then she's stuck. So we don't want her to be stuck. In order to put her in a better place, Chachamim said we're going to require b'fayinechtam, but we're only going to require it from the mouth of one person. You have to have one person bring it anyways. You need to have a shliach. Someone has to bring it. So they said, one is enough. Question. A directly germane question?
Yeah. Why can they make their own Matana was two people, so the person wouldn't have to extend just one
shtiyah. The whole problem is... We could have demanded. And Tosas and Dilmas Lahai sort of makes that point. The alternative takana would have been you always have to send two shluchim haget. But here's the problem. If you'd always demand that anytime you're sending a get from Medina Sayyam, there have to be two people, it's going to be a lot harder to have gittin delivered. Because Lamasa, the husband is in India and the wife is in France, and we need to get the get from point A to point B. So if you say you can only send the get if you have two Jews or kashal edus who are traveling simultaneously from India to Spain, she might have to wait an extra 3 years to get her get. Whereas if you say, anytime there's one Jew who's going, okay, so that you'll it'll be easier to find one Jew going from point A to point B than to get two. Yeah, but he's not hiring people to go. And maybe he is, but most likely, he's in India, she's in Spain. The next time there's someone who's, remember, you're thinking now, you know, a couple $100, you can fly anywhere in the world. Once upon a time, you could be anywhere in the world within 36 hours. The world is much, much smaller than it used to be. He's in one place, she's in another place. You need to find people who are traveling. So you're at the mercy of, you know, what the traffic is like. And that's Ein Shiaras Metzios. A directly germane question? Yeah?
What exactly are the Rabbanim trying to do? Because, meaning, are they giving this one person the power to defend against the Baal being higher or not?
Good. So let's... You directly segued us fantastically into the next piece of the Gemara. The Gemara says, are we helping her or are we hurting her? You just told me, Mishumi Guna Kilo Barabana, we're trying to, we're not going to demand two, that you have two shluchim, we're going to say, that may create more iguna, that may lock her up, it'd be hard for her to get her get. In a situation where it makes sense that they should be, where they're headed towards being divorced, and it makes sense they should be divorced, the marriage is not going to be healed, marriage is not going to be cured, so then let's make sure that she can get her get as efficiently as possible. We'll rely on the word of one, we'll only demand that one shliach make this report, instead of demanding we have two shluchim reporting, where it says, you sure this is a kula? Hi kula hi? This is a kula chumra hi? This is a chumra. The matriches le trey lo asi bal ma'aru pasale. If you would recall, maybe you would be helping her more in the long run by demanding two. Because if you demand two, the husband's not going to show up and subsequently and claim that the get was not lishma and successfully pasale. But chad, if all we had was one person, asibal, uma'ara, or pasale, then if you only have, the way the takana actually works, all you have is one person, so okay, he said b'fayneftam, and based on that, the bezin in her town says, this is a valid get, you know, in 92 days from now, you have permission, after avchani, permission to get married. But then, what's going to happen, a half a year, a year, 5 years down the road, her erstwhile husband shows up and says, I'm not just the former husband, I'm the present husband. This get is in kasher. The husband is kasher. He's going to be the ari, he's going to pass the get. So this doesn't seem like this is in the long term in her best interest. It wouldn't be in her long term best interest to demand two. The Gemara says no. Kevin to Amar Mar, if Nekama knows no law, the Gemara, they tell you, the Mesoras Hashas tells you, this comes up, this Machlokas comes up in a couple of tuna block from now. Hey, my days. Gemara, early Amoraim debated when the Shaliach delivers the get, Liad Ha'isha, and says, Befanei Nichtav, Befanei Nechtav, Befnei Kama Nosnola. How many people have to witness that handoff? So, Min HaTorah, two. Min HaTorah, we'll get to this more next semester. Min HaTorah, you need Ede Mesira, Alpi Pasha. You need two people, Alpi Pashas, who watch Edes Lakim HaDavar. We're more familiar with a happier type of Edes Lakim HaDavar. More familiar with the Edim under the Chuppah, who have to witness the Chassan giving the Kesef Kiddushin, the Tabas, to the Kal. And they have to watch in order for that to be valid. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin, Samach Hei, Samach Vav. Husband and wife a man and woman show up and they both tell us that he gave her a ring and he said to her, Harei Mekudeshesli, but there were not two Eidim watching, even though they both freely admit that that's what happened, they're not married to each other. She's a single woman because that's Eidus Lakim HaDavar. The Eidim who watched the giving of the Maisa Kiddushin, they're not just there to tell us afterwards to prove that it occurred. They're there in the moment to make it count. It doesn't count if it wasn't witnessed. There are a few areas of halacha where it doesn't count if it wasn't witnessed. Not exactly quantum mechanics, but it doesn't count. The witnessing, the observation, actually makes it count. So, kiddushin and presumably get both require eidus l'kiyum adavah. So the Gemara the Machlokas, when the shliach hands the get to the wife and says, this is a get from your former husband, and b'fani nichtam f'nechtam, so Machlokas Reb Yochanan, Reb Chanina, two early Amoraim, how many people have to witness? One says two, like any get. Chadam v'tmei shnayim. We'll get a little more to Eidim Mesira later on, not today, next month. The Chadam v'tmei shlosha, the other one says, no, you have to have a beis din, you have to have three people overseeing and observing, supervising the giving of the get specifically with the finech in a beis din context. Okay, so whatever it is, the Gemara says, either you need two, you need three, but you have people watching, so therefore, since the shaliach knows that when he's going to ultimately arrive in the wife's location and deliver the get and make this declaration, this pronouncement of Vaynech Vaynechtam, he knows he's going to have to say in front of two or three people, it's going to be a formal, solemn affair, and he's going to have to make an official proclamation. So Meikara Meidak Daik, from the outset, he is very Medayik. I told you before, right? The Takana was not the second half of Takana, he has to say the Vaynech Vaynechtam. Obviously, the first half of Takana, he has to be there at the time of the Ksi. He can't say Vaynech Vaynechtam, unless it's true. He has to be present time to receive the chesima, and he knows, the Gemara says, when he's there, he knows that he's going to have to stand and deliver later. He knows they better really pay close attention, because he knows he's going to have to make a very formal report in front of two or three people. So we give added believability to what he says. We know that he was paying extra careful attention in time to ksiv chesima because he knew he'd have to stand in front of two or three people and make this pronouncement. And therefore, we really, really believe what he's saying. V'lo asi lo'oruye nafshi. He's not going to come to put himself in a bad light. Now, the Gemara, we'll come back to this in a moment, that little back and forth. The Gemara says it a second time. So let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll when we get to this end of the Shaka Vitaria, we'll analyze a little more, we'll take some questions, and then we'll end, as promised, by circling back to the beginning and leave you with some open kashas for next time. The Gemara has a remarkably parallel Shaka Vitaria over the next 15 lines. Because the Gemara, and we had seen a little bit of this a while ago. The Gemara says, for Rava, we have the same question as for Rava. Rava had said that the reason for Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavah, the reason for Vaynech Vaynechtam, is not to know that it's Lashma, but rather to know that the Eidah, that to not have a need later on for Kiyum Ashtar. The husband's going to show up and say, Mezuyev, and normally when the other party, the Dasam Eschayev shows up and says that Shtar is Mezuyev, so the Bezin's response is, okay, we'll be Mekayim the Shtar, which is great if the Shtar was written locally, and it should be, and the Eidim are local, and it should be easy to Mekayim the Shtar. But if the get was written in the Dinas Hayam, if the husband shows up now in Eretz Yisrael a year later and says, oh, that's a get Mezuyev, and that activates the need for Kiyum Ashtar, a tiny Mezuyev activates the need for Kiyum Ashtar, but Gevalt, the Shtar is written in Medinas Hayam. We're not going to easily find Eidim here who recognize the signatures of these Eidim who live over there. So the poor woman is going to be stuck. So Chazal wants to protect her. So they said, we're building into their initial Nesinas Haget that the Shliach has to say Vaynecht Vaynechtam, and Memela, it's already Mekuyim. That's what it sounds like. So the Gemara says, here we are, take a look inside. 7-8 lines from the top of Gimel and Aleph. Surprisingly familiar question. Well, Rava, Rava says the reason why the Shliach is required by Rabban Seifanech and Echtam is because otherwise we'll need a Kim Ashtar later. Liboitre. Mid the Haga Kim Shtar is the Alma. Same kash we had in Rava, you have on Rava. Why is one aid sufficient? You want to be Mekayim, the Shtar, you want to make sure it's not Mazuyif, you should need two. That's how Kim Shtar always works. We saw Mishnayos and Ksubos that mentioned that. That Kim Shtar is with two aid. The Gemara says, well, a very familiar response. We just saw this a few lines ago. Eidechan and Bisurin. Oh, Eidechan is good enough. Because it's Bisurin. Gemara gives the same kasha. Eimor Darmi and Echan and Bisurin. Chatiha Zavish Ochelim. Yeah, there is such a thing as a nechana and bisurin, but this is not that. This is the davish erev. This is get. One of the get is kasher. One of the get was actually signed by real people. This wasn't just a forged, a fake, a phony get that was made up by the wife's friend. You want to know this actually originated from the husband who legitimated him. So that's something, number one, you may be working against the Cheskes Isser, because we already know that she was an Eshes Ish. We knew from before she was an Eshes Ish. So it's certainly the Davar Sheva Erva. So as the Gemara had pushed back about Lashma, the Gemara pushes back about Mazuyev. You should need to aid them. So the Gemara gives a not identical, but similar parallel terms. Just like before, the Gemara said, well, the whole need for Aidim, aid us about Lashma, is only Midrabbana, because Minatora, you just rely on the Rove. Here the Gemara says, also, in terms of Mazuyev, the whole need for aid is a drabbanan. Why? So here's where things diverge a little bit. Also, it's drabbanan. The din of the Bekim Shtar is nominally by. He says, the Gemara says, you should never need two aids in Bekim Shtar. You shouldn't need Kim Shtar at all. Because Resh Lakish taught us, and this is something we have focused on. If you're keeping track of Maram Kalmas, this is Maram Kalmas 6, when we first started with the Mishnah. This is the Yesod of Shtaris in general. Eidim, that Reish Lakish is Ha'ara, that there's something magical about Shtar. Eidim HaChasuma HaShtar Nasu Kamish HaNechar Yidusim HaVezdin. And the Eidim are signed on a Shtar, we treat them as though they already were checked in Vezdin. Live Eidim come and testifying Beis Din, they deliver their Eidus to Beis Din, and Beis Din cross-checks them. Chakira is Eidim. So here, these Eidim were signed on the Shtar. They obviously didn't, they never interacted with this Beis Din, but Ke'ilu, they already underwent the Chakira. And then we remember we had spoken about this. This is the tip of the iceberg in terms of the magic of Shtar. The magic of Shtar, that Shtar really shouldn't work at all. The Eidim on the Shtar are less than normal Eidim. We don't even see that they exist. They're not coming. And what happened to Pimel Piksava? They seem like they're much less effective than regular Eidim, even irregular Eidim without Chakira. And yet, there's a type of Xeris HaKasa of Ashtar, and that vaults them into being more powerful than live Eidim. They should have been less than live Eidim. They end up being more than live Eidim. They work even without a Chakira, and the Ashtar is made on its own Kashrus. So part of as we had seen, sort of the multifaceted chiddush that Shtar works at all, is that it has powers that normal Eidim don't have, one of which is that it self-certifies. You don't have to be, you're not choker them, you don't even know for sure that there's anyone there. All I see is a signature on a piece of paper. Who signed that signature? It appears to be Reuven ben Meir and Shimon ben Yechiel. That's what the signatures say. Is it really Reuven ben Meir and Shimon ben Yechiel? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know for sure. I don't see any live Reuven and Shimon the way you have. When you see two live Eidim walk in, I see here are two people, Reuven and Shimon. It's just signatures on paper. Yeah, it's valid, I don't say Pim Lo Piksavim. We had a rich discussion about that. Why would that? Why? What are the limits of Pim Lo Piksavim? A shtar is a different type of a chefza. Dasa Mischayev. It's not just regular eidus. And it's even more powerful than it. Not only is it as kosher as regular eidus, it's more powerful. And as though we've already certified that these are real. So the whole notion of Kiyam Ashtar, meaning Kiyam Ashtar is a solution. The problem is Tainus Mezuyev. The validity of a Tainus Mezuyev is Midrabbanan. Min HaTorah, the Gemara seems to say, if I bring a Ashtar to Beis Din, end the story. You claim it's Mezuyev, Min HaTorah, Beis Din will ignore that. Midrabbanan! Tainus Mezuyev is a valid taina, and therefore Midrabbanan, the solution is Kiyam Ashtar. Rabbanu Datzrok. It's the rabbis who require Kiyam Ashtar. The Hakam Mishum Miguna Kiyam Rabban. So normally, as Mishnayos, the second parak Subas tell us, Kiyam Ashtar requires Midrabbanan to Edom. But when Chazal built the whole Takan of Kiyam Ashtar, they included, or at least here, they included that for Befaynech Baynechtam, it's enough to have one. So the Gemara, and so now the Gemara returns to wrap up this Shakvatara the same way we wrapped up the previous Shakvatara. So let's see this again. He had some questions. Let's analyze this a little bit. Hi Kula Hu Chumru. Is it really a Kula? Are we really helping the woman in the long run by telling her, we'll give you a pass? You could do normally Kiyam Ashtar requires the Jabbanan, but the Maisa, you need Kiyam Ashtar, usually you need two Eidim, but here it's enough just to have the Shliach, well, one Shliach will be good enough. Is that really helping her? It could be that in the long run you're making things more complicated for her. Chumrahu, isn't it making life more difficult for her? How so? In the short run, yes. She can remarry as soon as one person, one Shliach shows up with a get instead of a Vaynech Vaynech. But in the long run, it's going to be a chumra. It's a kula to us de chumra. It's a kula it's going to bring to a chumra. How so? The E, it's a Chazal have language elsewhere. Derech kitzara shi aruka and derech aruka shi kitzara. Sometimes something looks, you have two paths to get to a destination. So sometimes one of them looks shorter and another one looks longer. So just take the quick route. Sometimes what looks initially to be quick ends up being much longer and muddier. And what looks like it's more circuitous ends up being ultimately, in the long run, the smoother, easier way to get it. That's the Gemara's kasha. This is a kul d'asidei chumra. It's a derech kitzara, shehi aruka. This is the short, long path. It looks short, but in the end, yeah, up front, she gets married soon. She has one person say, fanef ha'neftam. But then a year from now, the husband shows up, and now she's only has one. So he's going to be, what's going to be? So now she's more vulnerable to a subsequent irur, a subsequent protest by the husband. If you would have initially required two, so then lasi baal ma'ar pasli, a husband's not going to show up and pass subsequently say, oh no, this shahr is mazuyif and pasul the gay. But chad, if it's just one, lasi baal ma'ar pasli. So then, aren't you open to the husband? You're leaving her vulnerable. The husband's going to show up and say, yeah, the shliach said this, but it's not true. And he'll pass all the get. Gevald, then she'll be stuck. So aren't we doing her more of a kindness by demanding two aidim? Gemara says, no. Same kasha, same teres as before. One will do the trick. She's not more vulnerable because we're relying on one. Why? Because came down my marbeth nekama knows no love. Once again, Machlok is early Amarum, Rav Yochanan and Rav Chanina. How many have to witness the statement by the shliach to the wife, the befanei nichbai nechtam, chadam lefnei shnayim, chadam lefnei shloshah, it's either two or three. Therefore, may kara may dekdayit, he's going to be careful from the outset, v'lo asi la'orue nafshei. He will not put himself in a position where he ends up looking like a liar. So a few things you know about this, and this hopefully, and then I'm glad to take questions also, but maybe this will speak to some of your questions. Both, again, for both Rabba and Rabba, the Gemara wanted to know, why is one enough? Well, Mark didn't say, but for both of them, you know, what you're saying seems to be Davar Shemer, which require two. In both cases, the answer was, you're right, but the whole need for the Eidus Lagamri is Rabbanan. If it's about Lashma, you really have a Rove. that solves the problem in that Torah. If it's about mezuyif, the whole idea of mezuyif is only drabbanan, because min haTorah et k'sim asar naskimishin echidus nevesin tam. The whole problem of mezuyif and the solution of kimashar all drabbanan. So hey mamru. So they had the right to say we're just going to require one. But then in both cases, the Gemara had the same kashan, the same teretz, which was, but aren't you, wouldn't you make your life easier if you require two? Because if you only require one, then she's vulnerable to a subsequent challenge by the husband. And the Gemara's answer was no. Even the way the Lamaisa works, that one, as our Mishnah tells us, Hamevi get, not Hameviim, it's one, she's not vulnerable. Why? Because Meikara Meidigdai. So what does that mean? So you should be aware of a few points in this. Number one, is an interesting machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that Kipshuto, that we're worried the husband will show up and we would have to believe him. If the shliach said it was written l'shma, the husband says no, it wasn't. The shliach said the shtar is authentic. The husband says no, it's mezuyif. So Rashi is looking, it'd be one versus one, we'd be deadlocked. And she's a cheskes eishes ish. So she'll be stuck. That's what Rashi says. He says, puzzle. They say, asi baal uma'aru puzzle. The husband will come and challenge it and he will make it puzzle. We mean actually make it puzzle. The validity of her get will be called in halachic question. And the Gemara's response is, me'ikara me'dikdayik. So Rashi says, number one, the husband knows that the shliach is paying careful attention, so he's probably not going to come challenge the shliach. And even if he does, Rashi says, we would give more validity to the shliach than the husband. So if it comes down to it, and the husband shows up, this is not a one-on-one. The shliach has superpowers, meikar meidikdayik, because we know that he was paying extra attention. We know that he knew that he was going to have to make a statement in front of Bifnei Shaim, Bifnei Shlosha, and that's how the Gemara ends, according to Rashi. Since the Shliach has made the Gdayik, so therefore, now he knows his Nemanos is on the line, so he has more Nemanos, he's not just a regular Eid Echad. So if it's Shliach, husband versus Shliach, the Shliach is going to win. And that's why we're not exposing the wife to added risk by telling her you can marry based on the word of a single shliach. That's how Rashi reads it. That puzzle really means puzzle. The concern is the husband will show up, and that will actually call the halachic stance of the get into question. Tosfos does not think that. Tosfos Masal Chad thinks it's not a question of actually puzzle. It's just a question of laws. We're not worried about the halachic validity of the get, Tosfos says, unlike Rashi. We're just worried that practically she's going to be in trouble. The husband's going to come, and he's going to, what if it's a vindictive husband? He shows up a year later and starts making up stories, and the Beis Din will ignore him. Of course, Tosfos thinks, he doesn't have standing, he doesn't have validity in a court of law. That he might have validity in a court of public opinion. It will create laws. People will talk. The husband will show up, and he'll claim that the get is possible, and people will talk. If you ask the poskim, they'll say, no, the husband is not neman. But if you ask people on the street, they'll say, well, And as the Ritva points out, Ben Kreskes, if you want to call him that, Ritva version 2, and he says, and what's the problem with laws? She'll have a hard time getting married because a lot of people will assume there'll be aspersions. Maybe she's still married. There's a shaila. There really is no shaila, Tosfos says. The husband has no validity, but people will talk. So maybe wouldn't we do her a favor by insisting on two, because that way it's not going to get off the ground. It's not going to get off the ground. So, and the Gemara's response to that was, even on the law, for Rashi, the issue is real halachic nemanos. Should we believe the husband? For Tosfos, the issue is, can the husband create talk? Can the husband create rumors, laav, lamed ayin zayin about her? And the answer is no. Why? Because meikara meidigdayik. Because the shliach is paying careful attention. Therefore, what? So here the Ritva gives two versions. He says, lo asi lo oruye nafshi. This fellow is not going to come to make himself sound like a liar. Which fellow? Who is he? So the Ritva says two possibilities. Possibility number one, if you want, you can take a peek inside. They actually highlighted the two words on Rabbeinu Preskis. Here, Masul Meikara Meidegdaik. They actually highlighted Hashaliach and Baal. I tell you, either one version is the Shaliach is super believable because he knows. And he was making a public statement, a formal halachic statement. Bifnei Shnayim, Bifnei Shlosha. Had to make a public statement. So the Shaliach has a vested interest in telling. Everyone realizes psychologically this Shaliach would not want to lie. That's a guy who seems pretty honest, and therefore the husband's not even going to try this shtick. He's not even going to try. Version number two is it's the husband's lo asi l'ruei nafshe. Everyone knows that the shliach is made zikdayik. So the husband realizes if he shows up, he's going to look like a fool. Everyone's going to laugh at him. So if it's all psychological games, we're assessing, again, circling back, the Gemara either has raised both for Rava and for Rava. Aren't you worried that you're exposing the wife to risk by allowing her to move on based on the word of one? We said, no, that one eliminates the risk. Either according to Rashi, the risk is the husband actually shows up and we're going to have to take him seriously. We're going to say it's Echad versus Echad. And the Gemara's response is, no, the Shlech is super namah because it's made Daik. According to Tosfos, it's a question of not halachic risk that the Bazin would say your get is not reliable, but public opinion risk, the laws risk, that people will talk and say that her get is not reliable. She's going to have a hard time getting a shidduch nebuch, the poor woman. She's really mugureshes, but people aren't going to believe it. And the response is, no, the husband wouldn't even try it, because everyone knows that the shidduch is nebuch, or if he tried it, people wouldn't pay attention to him, because everyone knows that the shidduch is super nebuch. Okay, so that's the Gemara through Gimel Amud Aleph. And in doing so, we also touched on touched so much on Bikin B'Shmas Yo Beitrei, almost all the major discussions that we had. I'll end with one thing. And that is Kashas for next time. The Gemara, and explain why for Rabbah, this is only Drabanan, why for Rabbah, you only really need two Aiden, because for Rabbah, you need Minatar, you need no Aiden. What do we say? Well, Rov Bikin Hain. Minatorah, I don't need any Aiden to tell me that it gets the Shema, because Minatorah can follow a Rov. I, Rebbe Meir, is Chayesh Lemiyuta. Well, Stam Safra Dedaini Migmer Gemiri. Your standard Sofra Dianim, they certainly know more than a Rov. Just a couple of simple questions. I'll leave you with those questions. We will pick up Eretz Hashem next semester with the Sugya of Rov and Chazaka, because we want to understand this. So, a couple of simple questions. Number one, Reb Meir is Chayesh Lemiyuta. Reb Meir doesn't hold the rove? Reb Meir doesn't hold the rove. Isn't there a pasuk? There's a pasuk, Achar Mahatos. And there's a whole sugya. Chulin Yodaf Yod Aleph is devoted to starting with that pasuk. What are the makoros for rove? So what does Reb Meir do with all those makoros? And B'chah, we mean he never relies on Rov? Now, the Gemara in B'choros, the Gemara in Yivamis, the Gemara in B'choros, says, well, Rabbi Meir thinks that the Mi'ud exists. Mi'utza kamandi isei dami. And the Chacham thinks the Mi'ud does not exist. What does that mean? The Mi'ud does exist. There's 80% Rov, which is 20% Mi'ud. This is not, the numbers are the numbers. And you might also wonder, what was the Gemara's answer? Oh, Reb Meir doesn't hold the rove, but don't worry. Stam Safri the Daini Migmer Gemiri. What does that mean? Your standard, so far Dayanim, does know. Mean 100% of the time? 100%? No, we didn't say everyone. We said stam. Your standard so far down Migmer Gemir, meaning most do and some don't, otherwise known as a
rove.
So what exactly have we accomplished? They said, well, Remeir doesn't hold a rove. We're not really sure what it means to not hold a rove. And then the Gemara in Bukhara says, well, because Chacham thinks that the Mia doesn't exist, we're not sure what that means. Mia does exist, but just that we rely on rove. And then the Gemara's answer seems to assume, well, we have a different rove. Why is rove number two any better than rove number one? If you don't want to rely on rove, Remeir, don't rely on rove. But why is rove number two better than rove number one? And finally, the answer to that seems to align to Tosfos, the smallest Tosfos on this Amud, and that's saying something, because there are a lot of small Tosfos on this Amud, but the smallest one is less than a line. The second to last Tosfos, Stam Sarfi Dainan Migim Girmi. Well, it's a miuta de miuta. Even a mare is not kosher for a miut of a miut. What does that mean? What makes something a miut versus a miut of a miut? Like a post-tish-tash? There's a tish and there's post-tish-tash. There's a miut and there's a miut of a miut. So there's obviously a lot of nuance here. Obviously, there's more than just rove and miut. And we're going to discover, as a matter of fact, there are, obviously, different types of rove. Remeir doesn't accept as many of the types of rove as Chachamim do. We'll have to understand why. What does it mean that the miut doesn't exist, the miut does exist? There's a lot going on here. We, today, put the Gemara in order. The Shakvatari lies smoothly. But there's a very, very important wrinkle here. And Richard will come back next semester and open the Sugya of rove. We'll come back tomorrow and continue with Chazar.